I felt like this self-realization period that's going on kind of universally and culturally. I started having that like over the past 2 years. Through a little bit of trauma, physical, like my house burning down, going through a massive breakup, was like one of the most transformative periods of my life. And I just feel like one thing that I gained through all the loss is an idea that what I do is for me. I fucking eat, sleep, and breathe making music and being the best. I wrote this song 6 weeks ago, so it's super fresh, exactly where I'm at. Midnight Sky is about taking back control of our own narrative. I never really had directed to the point where changing out lens is changing out light, and like, you will be very stoked that it was like mostly a bunch of dudes around me that had to listen to what I said, which was so fucking good.
And I like when it's coming in and out and it feels like you and I are kind of like fucking with each other. Yeah.
Body queen, yeah. Pat Benatar. Yeah. And I want to make sure I'm communicating it properly.
Miley, you okay? Go right into it.
Yeah, let's go right into that. I really want this video to feel very visual and lyrical. A lot of my record is even like kind of more hard rock and roll, and this is kind of one of the ones that is a little bit of the dreamier side of the 80s.
A chorus two, to be loved by you.
The past 2 months, I've literally been told repetitively that the song doesn't matter. I don't believe that, because it's kind of representing when I wrote it as I'm one of them, like I'm the animal too, and we're all party animals. I think we should walk through the treatment and then start picking our color combos.
Going ham on our sandy, like taupey colors, but still really doing the like 70s, 80s thing. Yeah. But I just don't want anyone to ever watch this video and be like, oh, she's doing a throwback thing. You know, it's like, this is like the most modern fucking video ever. We always get our shape on and then start playing around. Even the reason it's called Midnight Sky was kind of inspired by, you know, Blondie's Heart of Glass. I wanted the verses to feel kind of like masculine in a way and kind of tough. Debbie showed that to be a rock and roll chick, you don't have to be tough. You can be glamour also. It's getting sickening in here.
The red lip is throughout.
Red lips throughout.
That's the consistent.
Line. Yeah, the only thing that really changes is the outfits. This is almost all in one night. It's almost continuity driven, where it's kind of like you took an acid tab. So you went to Debbie Harry's show at CBGB. You took the acid tab to the show, didn't take it yet, went to the after party at Indochine. Everyone's like, okay, let's take the tab. We're gonna get to Studio 54 in 30 minutes. Once you're like at Studio 54, the bubblegum scene is kind of where you're like enlightened. That's the fucking like tip of your trip.
Yes.
Do you know what lens is on this camera?
It can start with the longer lens and focus on you. And then
let's start with that. Because okay. The reveal just needs to be the most glamour. Being a director and knowing what you want, like especially as a female, just knowing what you want and not accepting anything less.
I like when you see the full body more. Let's do one full body.
I've given a lot of thought and meaning to every detail. Every scene, there's a continuity to it. The disco ball. People are totally attracted and mesmerized by their beauty, but really they're just a bunch of broken pieces put back together again.
Or maybe a little more contour.
The song plays with gender roles. So I think sometimes chicks feel like to play with the guys and to get taken seriously as like a rock artist that you have to like be super, super tough and you have to throw away femininity or you're not legitimate anymore. I'm wearing more makeup than I usually wear. More stylized hair, more glamour clothes, because it's kind of like, fuck you for making me think that I have to put on something tough or like protective or armor to sing this kind of music. Obviously, you love the mirror. The mirror is like about self-reflection. It's been such a reflective period. I feel like everyone's having to like reevaluate their morals and their values, and like that was kind of like the last 2 years of my life. Power suit was kind of like my 2020 life on Mars, David Bowie. A lot of men have videos where they just stand in a suit and sing their song.
Yeah.
They don't feel like there has to be choreography
right,
or like swing from a thing or become a butterfly or some shit. The bubblegum represents like feeling lost in this like bubblegum pop scene. If I feel like I'm too big of a fish and too small of a pond and I'm feeling restricted from being my full self, I'll just like push the walls until they expand for me. And I feel like this, by the environment that I created, what I'm wearing, the lyrics that I'm saying, and by directing it, I was able to like finally capture my spirit on film.
Thank you everyone for keeping it safe and making it look beautiful. That's all we could have asked for, and for allowing me to direct this video and collaborate with everybody. It makes me want to cry. Thank you guys so much.